Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We're here today to take you on another journey through the Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today's journey will involve lethargy, catalepsy, and apparent death, covering questions 422 to 424. Then we will start somnambulism, covering questions 425 to 427.
Enjoy.
Question 422. Lethargic and cataleptic individuals generally see and hear what is occurring around them, but they cannot express it. Do they see and hear through the eyes and the ears of the body?
No, through the spirit. The spirit is conscious, but it is unable to communicate.
Subquestion 422. Why is it unable to communicate?
The state of the body prevents it. This peculiar state of the organs proves to you that there is something more to a human being than just a body, because although the body is not functioning, the spirit continues to act.
Question 423. In the state of lethargy, can the spirit separate itself entirely from the body in such a way as to give the body all the appearances of death and then return to it?
The body is not dead in the lethargic state because there are functions that continue to operate. Vitality remains in the latent state, like a cocoon, but it is not extinguished. The spirit is always connected to the body while the body is alive. But once the ties are broken by real death and by the decomposition of the organs, the separation is complete, and the spirit no longer returns. When an apparently dead person comes back to life, it is because death had not actually been consummated.
Question 424. Through care given in time, can one strengthen the ties that are about to break and bring back to life a being who, without such attention, would definitely die?
Yes, of course. You have evidence of this every day. In such cases, magnetism is often a powerful means because it gives the body the vital fluid needed to keep its organs functioning.
Author's remarks for question 424. Lethargy and catalepsy have the same principle, which is the temporary loss of sensitivity and motion due to an as yet unexplained physiological cause. They differ from each other in that in lethargy, the suspension of the vital forces is generalized and gives the body all the appearances of death, while in catalepsy, it is localized and can affect a larger or smaller portion of the body so as to leave the intelligence free to express itself, a fact that would not permit it to be confused with death. Lethargy is always natural. Catalepsy is sometimes spontaneous, but it may also be artificially induced and undone by magnetic action. Question 425. Does natural somnambulism have any connection to dreams? How can it be explained?
It is a state of the soul in which its independence is more complete than in dreams. Thus, its faculties are more unrestrained. The soul has perceptions that it does not attain in the dream state, which is actually a state of imperfect somnambulism. In somnambulism, the spirit is in total possession of itself, but the physical organs are in a sort of cataleptic state and no longer receive external impressions. This state manifests especially during sleep, the time during which the spirit can temporarily leave the body while the body enjoys the repose that is indispensable to matter. When somnambulistic-related activity occurs, it is because the spirit is preoccupied with one thing or another that requires the physical body, which it then uses in the same way it would if it were to employ a table or other material object in the phenomena of physical manifestations, or a hand in written communications. In dreams that you are conscious of, the sonoral organs, including those related to memory, begin to awaken and imperfectly receive the impressions produced by objects or external causes, and communicate them to the spirit. The spirit, also in a state of repose, only perceives confused and often fragmentary sensations, which, without any apparent reason, are mixed in with vague memories of either the present life or previous ones. It is therefore easy to understand why somnambulists do not remember anything, and why most of the time the dreams they do remember have no meaning. I say most of the time because sometimes dreams are the consequence of a precise memory of events of a previous life, and sometimes even a sort of intuition of the future.
Question 426. Does so-called magnetic somnambulism have any connection to natural somnambulism?
It is the same thing, with the difference that it is artificially induced.
Question 427. What is the nature of the agent called the magnetic fluid?
It is the vital fluid, or animalized electricity, and is a modification of the universal fluid.